dictation for Michonne, M-I-C-H-O-N-N-E, comes, C-O-M-B-S, April 1766, addresses a letter to Mark, M-A-R-C, Bush, B-U-S-H, P-A-C, 616-225-8525. Dear Mr. Bush, consultation urgently for Mrs. Combs with severe renal failure, was evaluated in the emergency room yesterday. She refused to be admitted. I got a referral today. I'm seeing her urgently this afternoon in the company with significant other, Gina, G-I-N-A. Patient goes by the name of Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. She was twice in the hospital in November in Grand Rapids for difficulty breathing, edema, pleural effusion, which right-sided, thoracocentesis, transudate, no infection, no malignancy, evaluated by nephrology in the hospital, nephrotic range proteinuria, no 24-hour urine was done, thought to be related to uncontrolled diabetes versus morbid obesity induced secondary FSGS. World Cup in that opportunity, complements and antinuclear antibodies negative. There was no evidence of monoclonal protein to suggest plasma cell disorder. No other testing were done. In both hospital admissions, received aggressive diuresis, and there was evidence of acute and chronic renal failure. Creatinine was running in the threes at the time of discharge in the twos. She also has evaluation by cardiology that shows right-sided cardiac catheterization with pulmonary hypertension and evidence of diastolic type congestive heart failure. Her weight has been, at the time of hospital admission in November, of 259, presently around 224. She's a heavy smoker with chronic cough, clear to yellowish without hemoptysis, dyspnea duration or activity, supposed to be using oxygen at home, most of the time 24 hours. She's doing fluid restriction less than 2 liters and also trying to do low sodium. The lowest weight was 202 after diuresis, so she has retaining fluid. She has problems of liquid dysphagia for a number of years, sometimes makes her gag and throw up, but there is no true nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or epigastric discomfort. There is a frequent diarrhea without any bleeding, no abdominal pain, fever, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, but significant foaminess. There is edema below the knees bilateral without cellulitis, no open ulcers. She does have neuropathy, denies claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. There has been a fall about 3 months ago after discharged from the hospital the second time, but no loss of consciousness, no fracture. She uses a walker but not using it. Some unsteadiness. No recent chest pain palpitations. She smokes one pack per day since age 17. Briefly alcohol as a teenager. Has never been tested for sleep apnea, but according to the significant other, she snores very loud and sometimes stops breathing. She is presently not using any inhalers, has poor teeth condition and a prior dental abscess with facial cellulitis, some bruises of the skin, but no rash, no bleeding, no gums, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes since 1998. There has been no procedures for diabetic retinopathy, denies any laser or shots. Does have neuropathy but no ulcers. There is coronary artery disease in 2003 with one stent. In the recent past, right-sided cardiac catheterization with pulmonary hypertension from left-sided heart failure. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. She denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. No kidney stones, no thyroid abnormalities, no seizures, denies pneumonia, did have coronavirus about 4 or 5 months ago, did not require admission to the hospital. Next paragraph. Procedures include bilateral carpal tunnel, one stent for coronary artery, C-section 2001, an abscess incision and drainage, antibiotics, PICC line a few years back, never had a colonoscopy, prior ENT scope to the throat, no malignancy. Next paragraph, a smoker as indicated above, from age 18, one pack per day until present time, alcohol, beer as a teenager, no drugs. Next paragraph. There is a reported allergy, which include amoxicillin, lisinopril, potassium, Bactrim, naproxen. Next paragraph, medication list review, include aspirin, high dose of insulin, hydroxyzine for anxiety, Lipitor, eye drops, is not using the inhalers, Bumex placed on hold in the emergency room yesterday, last dose yesterday, Phenofibrate, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Cymbalta, Nurantin. In the past was on Meloxicam, but not anymore. Next paragraph, there is no family history of kidney disease. His son is healthy. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight 224, blood pressure was 126 over 80 on the right, 126 over 62 on the right, and 124 over 60 on the left. She has morbid obesity, a strong smell of smoke, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruits, some degree of JVD, COPD abnormalities, anterior wheezes, breast sounds are decreased on the right comparing to the left, but no dullness or egophony, appears regular rhythm, no pericardial rap or gallops, abdomen obese, question ascites, also edema of the abdominal wall, edema below the knees, 2-3+, some stasis changes, no ulcers, strong pulses brachial radial, acceptable pulse popliteal, decreased torsal pedis posterior tibialis, although good capillary refill, minor distal cyanosis. I don't see any focal neurological deficit. She does have scratching signs and some circular erosions from scratching. Next paragraph, the chemistry is in the emergency room from yesterday. Creatinine at 4.87 for a GFR of 9. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21. Normal calcium, elevated phosphorus 8.1. Very low albumin 1.8. Anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Back in February, creatinine was 3.43 for GFR of 14. December 2.56, GFR 19. Back in November, again, no monoclonal protein, negative antinuclear antibody, normal complements C3 and C4. In November, around the 2 hospital admissions, creatinine 2.18. A protein creatinine ratio was 18, which is nephrotic range. They did not do a 24-hour urine collection. Diabetes has been poorly controlled in the 9 to 12. Prior pro-BNP has been in the 2000 level. October last year, creatinine 2.5 for a GFR of 21. July 2020, 1.09 GFR 58. A kidney ultrasound, 12.4 on the right, 12.5 on the left. There was no obstruction, stones, masses, or reported urinary retention. An echocardiogram from November, normal ejection fraction, no regional wall motion abnormalities, no significant valve problems. A cardiac cath with moderate pulmonary hypertension. The wedge pressure elevated at 30, the mean pulmonary artery at 41, right atrium at 18. I review in the electronic records the discharge summaries and notes from two admissions in November. I review also the emergency room note from yesterday. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure, presently stage 5. Next number, nephrotic syndrome with edema and low albumin, likely the reason for the pleural effusion and need for thoracocentesis a few months back. Next number, uncontrolled diabetes. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy, but I cannot rule out alternative diagnosis glomerulopathy. In the differential diagnosis, I agree about secondary FSGS given the morbid obesity of the patient, but hepatitis B and C, HIV, and membranous nephropathy cannot be ruled out. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, smoker, clinical findings of COPD. Next number, clinical diagnosis of sleep apnea, although has not been formally tested. Next number, question ascites, probably from pulmonary hypertension, secondary to hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Next paragraph, elevated phosphorus will need diet and binders. Next number, there is no need for EPO treatment. Next number, we need to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph, comments. Long discussion with the patient and significant other about the meaning of advanced renal failure and potentially facing dialysis. Likely, the problem is uncontrolled diabetes with diabetic nephropathy and nephrotic syndrome. I think we need to complete further workup. I will not repeat complements or antinuclear antibodies, but we need to do hepatitis B and C, HIV, and serology for membranous nephropathy. Potential renal biopsy, although technically it's going to be difficult because of the body size of the patient. We discuss about importance of diet control. She's presently not on any ACE inhibitors or ARBs. We will do some phosphorus binders. We will treat for secondary hyperparathyroidism. At the present time, there is no major electrolyte acid-based abnormalities. There is no symptoms encephalopathy or uremia. She has Valium overload as indicated above, a combination of nephrotic syndrome and CHF. For a few days, I do not oppose to withhold the diuretics, but she will have to go back in the near future and potentially dialysis and fluid removal. This was a prolonged visit, multiple complex issues, high risk morbidity, mortality, end of dictation.